Oh, Anthony, did you clean up that puddle I left in the hallway earlier?
No, how many times have to tell you that's not my job? It's not what I'm here to do.
Yeah, but Luke almost slipped and broke his neck when he came in earlier.
No, you need to get. So, we're rolling, by the way.
Oh, right. Oh, shit. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by voted number one person in the UK, Kat Baker. Now, today, I'm joined by a very special guest. It is Luke Hardy.
Hello.
Hi, Luke. You are a male porn star.
Last time I checked, yes, Kat.
But your greatest accolade to date is that you have been inside me.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Wait, there's proof.
There is on
proof.
The internet somewhere.
Video proof. Yeah.
So how was that for you?
It was the best day of my life, Kat.
Yeah.
After being born.
what would you rate me out of 10?
11.
Good. I am glad to hear it.
Good answer.
No, yeah, we have filmed a scene before. Yeah. I don't really film with people anymore. I mostly just do stuff on my own now. Yeah. But yeah, we filmed a scene. We did one, I remember, so we did so this is what, because I don't do that many scenes or collabs with people, I remember all of it. You probably do like a million scenes a week or something, right?
Coming up to 900, Kat.
Oh my God, 900 scenes. Bloody hell. But we did one, I remember we were doing Netflix and chill.
Yes, in front of the TV
on the futon sofa
thing.
Yeah. And then we did one in the bedroom, but I don't know what the storyline was for that. I think it was
a POV
theme. A point of view, for those that don't know. And we met in that weird little place in Birmingham. It was like a weird flat.
Oh, the corner thing.
That's yeah.
Something, Seabreeze Apartments or something.
Yeah, and it was a very weird little flat. But
yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You, great place. but yeah, thank you for doing that, for being inside me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of a better place to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There we go. Now, you, yes, like I said, you're a male porn star.
Are you all flustered? You're all flustered, aren't you?
I am. Just bringing back memories.
Yeah, just flooding back.
So, tell me, how did you get into porn?
The story starts with my father. No, I'm joking. how did I? A friend I grew up with, a guy called Jack, his porn name was Jack Mason.
Okay.
He grew up around the corner from him. He's a few years younger than me. He got into porn because he met two porn girls on a boat party or some kind of beach party in Ibiza.
Right.
Years and years ago. They got him into porn. I left the army in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was doing porn. So I got in touch. I was like, hey, I think I could have a good crack at porn. Mm. And he said, I'm about to leave the industry anyway. I've got a girl pregnant. And here's a number. And I text the number and... That was my first scene, 800 and something ago.
Oh my,
and I'm still here.
And what was the what was the first scene? Do you remember it?
Yeah, it's with a black girl called Lola Marie from, where's she from? Near Luton, I think.
Right.
Somewhere north of London. It's for a company called Kilogram based in Loughborough. How much did I get paid for that?
Yeah, how much did you get paid for your
first scene? I think I got 150. Is that Justin Timberlake on the wall?
Yeah. It's Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. Yeah.
Sorry.
For those that can't see, I have a photo of Britney and Justin on my wall.
I was thinking, who's this? Is it a brother? Right? No, it's Justin Timberlake.
Everyone who always comes into my flat is always like, what the fuck? I just bought it one day. I thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, that is
Justin
on my
Timberlake.
Wall.
I've got all his albums.
So... You got paid like
£150 plus travel for my first scene.
Right.
It didn't take long. It was not in that way. It was, I know, it was a 30-minute scene or something like that.
Right, okay.
And they were impressed with me and that was it. So it was like a paid audition.
Right.
In essence.
And nowadays, do you make most of your money from like getting paid to do scenes or is it from like subscription sites?
It's from a mixture of things.
Mm-hmm.
OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Paid productions.
Mm.
I do escorting.
Yeah.
Tube sites, like Pornhub.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Many vids. Adult work.
Oh.
Now Shia.
What's that?
It's just a new platform.
Right, okay.
Someone recommended I get on it. So.
I didn't know you do escorting as well.
Mm.
Do you do that with like, who's your clientele for that?
Couples wanting to try threesomes or cuckold things for the first time. And older women. So the youngest girl that I've met until now was 23. And the oldest was 72, I think.
Oh.
So a mixture of women, career women. And
what did the 23-year-old want?
I don't know, company. I don't like to talk about it too much.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know. I don't know. I think it was company. Yeah, she was very career driven.
Right.
She worked for a big IT company.
Oh, interesting.
Doing something fantastic and yeah.
So there is a market then for women wanting company.
Oh yeah, everyone does it. It's just no one talks about it.
That's interesting. and they're mostly like career women.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like divorcees. The older ones, I'd say divorcees, or I haven't met any widowers yet. Sure. Maybe I have, but they haven't said.
I imagine for being an escort, you have to have a certain like look, right?
I don't know.
No, do you have to like stay in shape and things like that?
I think it helps, but
yeah.
I don't know, there's people for everyone.
Mm.
I don't know. Mm. I can't answer that. I just stay looking the same.
Yeah.
I'm only 20 years old.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, but I think you've got to have some kind of fitness.
Because
otherwise they could just go and pull someone in a club that just anyone, couldn't they? But
yeah.
They obviously want someone professional, clean.
Yeah.
Hygienic and can do what they want.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so if I was let's say I'm a husband, a cuck husband, right? Okay,
yeah.
What does the conversation go like when I'm there with my wife and you're about to fuck her in front of me?
Just trying to record now. If it's something like that, I'm usually instructed beforehand not to engage with the husband.
So really?
Like, kind of like, yeah, most of them, the husband's like in the corner, just watching, but I can just kind of focus, like doing professional productions.
Mm.
There's like a sound guy, camera guy, maybe a second camera guy.
Yeah.
Makeup artist in the corner, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and whoever around. So if I can't focus on what I'm doing and I'm thinking about those people all the time, I'm not going to perform as well. So
mm-hmm.
just one bloke in the corner isn't really...
It's easy.
Yeah.
That's an easy day of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Escorting's 100 times easier than porn production. Although some aren't. I've had some awkward ones.
Oh, like what?
Oh, I don't want to say too much. Alcoholic women that can't stay sat on chairs in restaurants.
Oh, okay.
is one. Couples. So I've met a couple before and they're not quite comfortable with the situation and they're exchanging glances and I'm like, awkward.
Oh, like whose idea do you think it was? Like the woman or the man?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because it can be awkward, like, someone doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Second to me, of course. I hate it.
Yeah. Damn. I can imagine that's pretty awkward. And do you have, like... So, have you ever had to do gay stuff?
No. No.
So, how... Right. So, the amount of fucking messages I get from straight men being like, how do I get into porn without doing gay stuff? How do they do it?
What... First of all, why do people think that?
I guess there's a common perception that you have to do gay stuff for porn.
I think that comes from films and TV.
Yeah, maybe. Because I know a lot of guys who do it.
Oh yeah, I know some people have.
Yeah, yeah.
Got into it that way.
Yeah.
But what, as a straight male?
Yeah.
Nowadays with OnlyFans and online platforms, that's probably the best way.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is hope to get noticed. So before, you'd have to know someone to get into it because there was adult work and stuff, but that was mainly for escorting and like clips and stuff. You weren't really like scouted off there or found or whatever. But you had to kind of know someone to get in, like my story of getting in was knowing someone. So, I mean, I'm sure some people have got in like quite luckily, but
you definitely... Yeah, because I guess the thing is, the only thing I imagine is if a straight man trying to get into it now, like if they're just getting in through OnlyFans and not doing paid shoots, you've got to find girls who want to do it with you.
Yeah, I think it's getting progressively harder because why would a girl, like yourself for example, would you have shot with anyone other than someone experienced like myself? Like,
yeah, absolutely just not.
Joe blogs off the street, no.
Yeah.
But some girls do.
Yeah.
And some guys do with girls that... It's I think porn or the adult industry, sex industry, for guys and girls is totally different.
Yeah.
It's like apples and pears.
The only way I've seen straight guys get into it recently for OnlyFans, and it's just they start off doing like a couple. So they do it with their girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then they eventually end up shooting with other girls as well.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely easier if you've got a partner to do it with instead of just one of you doing... Like, I've done everything myself the whole time.
Right.
It would be easy if I had someone technical that could do it all for me. But yeah. I've got my website as well.
Yeah.
I didn't say that earlier. I've got my Luke Hardy website. I've even got some stickers I can leave with you.
Oh, I will stick them on all my walls.
Put them next to Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
People like my mum will come over and be like, what's Luke Hardy?
Well, she can scan the QR code that's on the sticker.
She can hire you as an escort
for the night. She could if you want a brother or sister.
Yeah. Well, no, you'd be my stepdad.
Oh, and that as well.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
There we go. Right.
The hills have eyes.
Right, so you was in the army.
I was.
Did you...
I didn't kill anyone, thank God.
Did you go abroad?
Yes.
Oh, where?
Afghanistan.
Oh.
It wasn't fun.
No, yeah. No.
I got a good tan, though.
Yeah.
And some PTSD, you know.
Wow.
Collect it like Pokemon.
Jesus. Did you think during that time, like... I want to do something else when I get home.
After getting shot at, yes. I was like, what the fuck am I doing in here?
And I was going to say, how old were you then? But I don't know. That's, we won't
really know. 26 to 30, I was in the army.
Oh, okay.
Probably the best years of my life. Not the best years, like the best years of my life, not spending it, doing stuff.
Right, yeah. Like, why do you feel
my
like...
My peak years.
You feel like you wasted your peak years in the army.
I don't regret it, but looking back, which is... If I was to do it again, which is impossible, I wouldn't, but I might have spent my time doing something.
And how horny is everyone in the army?
I don't know.
Were you really horny? Like,
not at the occasional wank, but there was a rumour that in the military they put something in the juice or the water to like suppress you. That was one of the rumours. I don't know if it's true, but yeah, my last year I was in the army, I was on Fab Swingers. The website.
Oh yeah.
And I was going to parties and meeting couples and women and stuff, and that was kind of my training.
Like in the UK?
Yeah, it was in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it was somewhere better, but it was. Down in the southwest where I was based. I was based in Plymouth.
Did you have I mean, when you're out in Afghanistan, do you have access to porn?
No.
No.
There might have been some magazines floating about, but
so do you just have to use your imagination when I'm a wank?
I don't think I had one in Afghanistan, to be honest.
Probably too traumatized.
Yeah,
it's really
hot. There's camel spiders everywhere.
I don't
recall one occasion that I did.
Yeah, I can't imagine getting shot at and then being like, God, I've got.
I'm sure there's some people.
That might be a stress response for some people. Like you've got to have a wank on the front line. Fuck, yeah. So, swingers.
Yeah.
Oh. So do you get reg... Is the role that you're thrown in the most as a swinger like a kind of bull?
No, I'd say it's more like first time threesome experience.
Okay.
Like a boy. Sorry, not in swinging circles, it's MMF. Like a male-female threesome is the...
Okay.
I'd say the normal. That springs to mind anyway.
Okay. Do you get a lot of messages from cucks being like, I want you to fuck my wife?
Well, no, because they're a cuck. It's from their partner, usually.
Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking of fake cucks.
Oh, right.
I
don't know if they're real or not. I mean, people booking me, it's a fantasy anyway, so they could tell me one thing and it's
but
absolutely...
But it's the man wants
could
to...
be their sister with them, I don't know.
But their man wants to... The man wants to watch, right? But
maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's in financial handcuffs and has to do it. I don't know.
Oh.
Who knows? Who knows? I just go along with it, whatever it is.
Because you don't even ask. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why would you?
Pay.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to swap hands because that's getting really sweaty.
Yeah, it's bloody hot in here right now. Cause...
I can smell food as well.
Yeah, that is the neighbours. They cook and then you can smell it come through.
Different
the
kind
walls.
Of cook.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes that.
I don't think I got that joke. Different kind of cook.
Cook.
Okay.
Thought you're intelligent.
Yeah, can you believe I have a PhD? You have a PhD as well.
I saw where that was going.
Which you can go see online, guys.
I'll leave stickers.
Yeah.
Are you going to link me in this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I should be. Well, I'll be able to link your socials. I don't know if they can let
yeah,
me link.
Yeah, you can link any social. Yeah. I'll tweet you as well.
Thank you very much,
Luke. We can get a selfie.
Yes, we will get a selfie. Right, so you're in the military.
Yes.
You're like, let me get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I need to. How do you leave the military? You're allowed to leave the military, right?
I'm not gonna lie, I got kicked out. Basically, after we got shot at, weeks went past. I got super anxiety.
Yeah.
And I had to speak to someone.
Mm.
There wasn't a mental health professional to speak to at the time, and basically I was getting told to man the fuck up, which I thought was a bit out of order. Yeah. And in today's age, I think I was a bit out of order. But basically, that was it. And I put all my put all my faith in the system that they would have listened to what I'd said. Saw a couple of psychologists as well. One said I had an acute stress reaction. Mm. The other one said it was nothing. And yeah, I got court-martialed. And I went to military prison I got sentenced to a year. I did 8 months in a military prison.
What, because you left?
No, just for refusing to do my job. Because I didn't feel right in my head. I said, I don't feel right. I don't think I should have a weapon. I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
And they were just trying to push me back to do what I was doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you think, like, the army, they should probably have the best mental health professionals in the world.
They do not. I don't know what it's like now, but
was like 2013, right?
Yeah, it was like, what, 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah, so
they were aware of it.
Yeah.
Mental health and PTSD. And
especially since, like, we know about shell shock.
Yeah,
that's been around
exactly,
since, like,
from the Gulf War. But yeah. Yeah, so I was really fucked over, I think, and kind of shook me up for a few years.
So were you were in there for a year?
Well, I did 8 months for good behaviour.
Oh my God.
But
what's military prison like?
It was the best time I had in the military. I trained to be a personal trainer, forklift truck driver, tire fitter, sports massage therapist. I did level 3 maths and English. What else did I do? Oh, I did my SIA door supervisor's badge. Made some good friends that I still see today.
Mm.
Better ones than when I was actually in.
Yeah.
Serving in the army. And yeah.
But so I mean, but were you in there with, like, proper criminals as well?
There were some, like, yeah, there were, like, thieves and people who'd assaulted people. And rumour was there's a paedophile guy in there as well.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
People could say they're in for something and then whatever. So I was there just for disobeying order. It was...
Jesus.
Yeah, it's bollocks. The whole system is fucked up.
But I have a sports massage diploma as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do a lot of, like, I don't want to get a proper, like, proper job ever.
You don't want to get a proper job?
Yeah, I don't want to be.
Me neither.
Yeah, so I'm always like, what can I do to be self-employed where I'm like, I can just do what I want. And I tried sports massage therapy, but then I realised you've actually got to get, like, a client base and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you've got to touch people as well.
Yeah.
Who'd want to do that?
And so I'm like... I'd rather just get naked online, so that's how that went.
Do you still do online stuff, solo stuff?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, so OnlyFans...
Oh, so you're not totally out the industry.
No, OnlyFans is still how I make all my money. Like, but I just do stuff on my own mostly.
Yeah.
Because luckily as a girl, you can...
Yeah, you can.
...make a significant amount of money.
Without turning gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really...
Although I do sometimes with girls I'll do sort of collabs with, but I don't... Yeah. Don't really do the porn so much. Well, I do porn. If you're on your own, it's porn, right? Still.
It's pornographic. Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, but you don't class it like you don't.
Yeah, it's not
porn.
Sexual intercourse.
Yeah, but it is pornographic.
Yeah, it's pornographic. I think that's where the term porn star came from.
Yeah.
You just need to get your hair out, you.
My what?
Your hair. Yep, it's gone. Sorry, really bugs me. You look better now.
Thank you. So do you find with your like income, do you find it's like up and down a lot, or do you find
it's it's totally random.
Yeah.
Apart from, I did an acting scene yesterday in a porn film. Apart from that and today, which is for fun. That's all I've had in the last 3 weeks.
Right, yeah.
There's been online stuff coming in, but yeah, actual physical work, not so much. Drawing, I think it's like school holidays or something now.
Schools
are off, so productions and stuff, most people have kids if they're older, and there aren't any like young producers out there, so most of them have got families, so. Plus people on holiday at this time as well, aren't they? So
yeah.
I think August is usually quiet.
I love that porn has term times.
Yeah.
Like it has like...
Christmas and New Year is quiet as well.
No, like, but yeah, it's still a business at the end of the day. You know, people got to have breaks. Yep. You know? What's the longest... Can you think, like, what's the longest day you've ever done? Like, what's the most amount of times you've had to come in a day?
If I can help it, I don't do more than one scene with a cum shot a day. Mm-hmm. But some companies, especially when I go abroad... Because you're traveling and going abroad and you know, you're not local, they offer you two scenes a day.
Right.
So I wouldn't do more than two cum shots a day because it's just going to...
You're just going to shoot dust.
Yeah, maybe. Like a vampire.
Yeah.
But yeah, your performance is going to lapse every time. Whoa. So
and
I want to give a good performance. I don't want to be like, oh yeah, I could do a third scene and come, but my dick's going to get sore and it's going to be like a little...
So does...
I mean, some people can. I know some guys that can, yeah. But...
Do you find it gets sore after a certain amount of time?
It depends on the girl's insides.
And if in it's what with, way?
I don't know.
Like if it's tighter or if it's...
I don't know. I think it depends if they're on the period or coming on or off soon because it could be drier than normal.
All right. But then do you not just
use... Or if we haven't got some lube. Yeah, but then some lubes... I don't know. Some people react different to lubes. And some companies use condoms as well for the productions in France. And that can get sore on the latex after a bit. Or even the latex-free ones. And I'm sensitive.
Whoa. This is like... I mean, there's biology to it, right?
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. I mean...
It's two humans, aren't coming
together. Yeah.
Can't do
it. I mean, it's science. Porn is science,
yeah,
too.
Porn is science.
God.
Science porn.
But you don't think it would be like easy... Maybe it would be easier if someone had a baggier vagina and you were...
Well, I wouldn't feel it then. Sometimes that is the issue.
Really? Do you think that's sometimes an issue? Like, yeah. It's too baggy and you can't feel it?
Not too baggy, but I don't... You have to be in the... I was saying earlier with the focus thing, if I can concentrate on what I'm doing, it's not so hard.
Mm.
But then if the shoots are dragging out and take the time... Oh, 10 hours, by the way, the longest one. Not having sex, time on set. And then the scene was at the end of the day. That was like a night scene. But yeah, they can drag out a lot. It's very stressful. I'd say it's the most stressful thing I've done after being in the military. Like mentally.
Yeah, fuck.
And physically as well. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I could... I think that's kind of like why I was like, I'm not sure if I can do... I feel like I'm not built for doing long sex scenes. Yeah. I mean, in my normal sex life, I'm like, I'll go for like 5 minutes and that's like it.
Oh, right. Yeah, but that's normal. No more than 20 minutes. It depends on the chemistry with the person as well, or the people in the scene. If it's a hard scene or you're not getting on with someone, it's going to be harder. And then there's the added pressure of people like, yes, hurry up, or which there is sometimes.
Mm.
So the production, the crew is as important as the performers. But I think male performers are kind of put near the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
Like personally, I prefer to do a scene early on. And then all the acting stuff, but some productions do a day of acting and then the scene at the end, and you know your performance is going to be
you're tired.
Less. It's like having sex at night.
What do you do when you're like you're just really not feeling it?
I do it anyway.
Yeah, so you can just go. You can just power through.
Nature finds a way.
Why? That is. But you do realise that's such a talent because...
Well, I wish it was paid better.
Yeah.
It's not. Males get paid the least.
I mean...
On a production.
In my opinion, a male porn performer that can perform regardless of anything should get paid the same as a neurosurgeon, because
How much is that nowadays?
Probably not very much on the NHS, to be fair. But because you, like, sometimes I've been with guys in my personal life, and you think you're with someone, you're dating them, and they can't perform very, like, they can't, they might not be able to get it up some days.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. So to be able to get it up all the time, regardless of if you fancy them, and you've got all these people watching you with cameras, I mean, you should be very proud.
Thank you. My mum is proud.
Like, damn.
Well, no, I do. Obviously, there's Viagra and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which take on occasion. But there is something that people do, well, guys do now. There's like an injection you can get. I don't know what it's called, but it's like it's like steroids for your dick. It just makes it hard no matter what.
Oh, my God.
But personally, I wouldn't do that. If I can't get hard in front of
a
moderately looking to good looking girl.
Yeah.
Or even whatever. Like, I can always get on with someone.
Yeah.
And it's like hideously deformed or something.
Yeah.
At Quasimodo, then I've not really got a problem, so that's probably a skill as well.
Yeah,
I don't know, it should be celebrated more.
Yeah, it should be. That is definitely a skill. Yeah. Like, because there's not, yeah,
I don't know, I just feel a duty, like I'm being paid to do a job, so
you got to get it up.
Yeah, it's not like a night, it's not like McDonald's and serving Happy Meals all day, like, oh, I've got to do this Happy Meal.
Yeah,
can't forget the little book. Oh, put it in.
And with Viagra, is it difficult to come on Viagra, or does it make it easier to come as well?
Not at all. I think it's more psychological,
what
you take, because sometimes on a scene, if it's a particularly hard scene, which I've had many, no matter what you have, Camagra gel, Viagra tablet, fucking sniffing it in a line on the table or whatever. That's a joke, you don't do that. It stings.
Yeah,
I've tried it.
Fucking hurt,
it still doesn't help. But there's these injections that guys do now that will just make it hard no matter what. And then I think they have to take one to make it go down as well.
Oh.
But because it's been artificially induced, they've not made that connection of being horny to getting hard to then coming.
Mm.
So from what I've seen, guys have to go off, watch some porn, get into the mood, and then come back and come, which I think is a bit false. No offense to any guys that do it, but
yeah,
I don't think that's real porn.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Because
it's
productions,
an art form.
Yeah. Because productions now, they want to do 3, 4, 5 scenes a day with multiple people.
Yeah.
So if a guy can do 2, 3 scenes, because he can stay hard for the day,
yeah,
that's better for the production, which I think there's pressure from productions to performers. And now I think in, I don't know if I should talk about paperwork, but in modern releases, there's like a disclosure that the company's not requiring that you perform in any way. So kind of like saving themselves from like sounding like you need to take
Forcing you to have sex. Yeah.
Or take something to be able to have sex as a male. So yeah, it's, I don't know. It's not regulated and it never will be. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty like peek behind the curtain for those at home. Like in OnlyFans, is people just regulating themselves. So we're just doing stuff like, you know, you ask if you film with someone to give you like certificates, and then we sign things and stuff like that. But some people don't do any of that. Then.
Yeah. I know. It's the Wild West, really.
Yeah. What's the most weirdest scene you've done?
Weirdest? Say one that sticks out the most that's... Like, any scenario isn't... It's just general porn ones, like gangbangs or step... relatives and stuff, but say the hardest and most difficult one was when we did a superhero parody. It was for Digital Playground and it was called London Knights, if anyone wants to look it up. And I played a character called Deadstrike, which was a Deadpool ripoff. And I had a full leather outfit, gloves, helmet, or mask. Oh, everything.
That's so
sweaty. And I'd have sex in it.
Oh my God. That's sweaty.
Yeah, it was hard to do.
Ooh.
Very difficult. Bearing in mind the acting and it's the whole day and I had to wear this thing the whole time.
Yeah.
So I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. I had gloves on so I couldn't even film a date. I couldn't touch the girl because I had gloves.
Oh my God.
That was pretty crazy. And they had a drone flying around getting some good shots.
A drone? Was it outside or inside?
If Anthony wants to have a quick look, he could look at it. Digital Playground. London Knights. There's a good trailer.
Yeah, so see if you could insert a picture of the outfit, maybe. on the screen.
Yeah, I'll try to find it, put it in.
What's the grossest thing that's ever happened on set? Has anything really gross ever happened?
A girl pooed on me before.
During anal? Was that an anal scene?
It may have
been. Or was she just doing nothing? She just came over and chatted on you. She just needed a poo.
No. I can't remember. It may have been, or it may have been just vaginal and she came, or the position she was in. I don't know.
Oh.
And a girl's been sick on me before as well.
I feel like poo's worse than sick.
Depends what you're into, Kat.
What do you think's worse, poo or sick?
Sicky poo.
True. True. I don't think I was sick on you.
I don't think you
were. I don't think I shat myself either.
I don't think so.
I think I bled a tiny bit.
Oh yeah, that as well. Girls coming on periods.
Yeah.
Sick, poo, squirt. Is it squirt? Is it piss? Who knows?
But if you're gonna play in the trenches, you know, you're gonna get some splashback somewhere.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Trenches.
Can you like remember like everyone you filmed a scene with?
I've got a list, Kat. Did I not?
Do you?
Yeah.
I keep a list of everyone I've slept with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, like digital or on paper?
Just on a piece of paper somewhere.
On a piece of paper.
I'm actually not sure where it is.
How big is it? Is it like a till receipt?
It's one A4. Yeah.
One A4.
Yeah.
How small is the writing?
Well, I use per line. Like per it's line. Lined, so I use one lot. You know.
Have you filled the page?
Yeah, I've got a couple columns.
Got columns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's, you know, there's some. I haven't written down the people I've slept with for porn on that.
Oh, do you want to forget all that?
Yeah. Well, no. It's just there's so few, and I can see the.
You can remember.
Yeah, and like, I can just see the scenes on my OnlyFans, okay, you know, true. So I can be like, oh, there's that many.
Yeah, I like lists, so I've got a list. Plus, as well, it's good. Because if any like STIs come up with anyone, I can go back and see who the last month or two of people I've been shooting with, and it's just easy like that instead of trying to.
It's admin, who, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. Just personal admin.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, like, if you do any other job, you make it admin of all the sort of jobs you've done.
Yeah.
So it's just like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So it's like a list of pussy.
Yeah, pussy list.
Mm. Yeah. Did you find the...
He's got it.
Can I see?
I've just seen the trailer.
Yeah, trailer. Oh, the trailer's... I did all my own stunts. Did you see me on the roof?
I did.
No way. That's
another thing. I was training to be a stuntman a few years ago. Oh, we're watching it. Cool.
We won't watch the whole scene. I just want to see this outfit.
The trailer's like a minute long.
Right, okay.
Can we spend a minute?
We can definitely spend a minute.
I'm on a roof. That's me.
What? Where was that filmed?
Circus Tavern Strip Club in near Dartford. That guy's a professional actor. That's me.
Oh my God. That's a proper... That's a high budget production.
Yes. Digital Playground. It's part of Mind Geek and Brazzers and stuff.
Oh. Oh my God.
It was shot by a company called Kaizen, who still do the occasional shoot.
Damn.
There's me not. That was severely difficult.
That looks fucking hard. Doing that in that Thank outfit. You. Oh yeah.
Hey. Oh, keep up, Kat.
Yeah. So, we can't show the porn. We say, you know, the audio listeners at home. Yeah, watch a little bit of porn.
Yeah, London Nights. That was.
There we go.
That was fun.
Yeah, we can put in like a still image, and if they want to Google stuff, they can Google.
They
stuff.
Can Google what they want.
Yeah. There we go. What's your like favorite kind of scene to do?
The easy ones are always good.
So what's an easy scene?
Right, the whole crew know what they're doing. Everything gets done in time. You shoot the sex first, then acting afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You get on with the girl. Doesn't matter what she looks like, as long as you get on. Or the other guy in the scene, if it's a boy, girl. There's some decent food put on for you.
Oh.
When you're finished. They pay you a fair rate. And there's no traffic on the way home. If every scene was like that, Kat, I'd be happy.
There you go. That's all you need, really. What, like, do they often put food on?
I don't think they have to, but...
Yeah, it's not...
Bigger productions, yes, because... I'd say more high-profile porn stars, especially in America and Europe. Obviously, they bring in the viewers. Mm. So if they're not happy, you know, they're going to talk shit.
Mm.
Like, if you work somewhere and they didn't give you an hour for lunch, you got 15 minutes, people would start complaining, wouldn't they? So, but yeah, like I said, but nothing's regulated, so you don't have to, but you know, the crew need to eat as well, so it's only fair that they feed you, but you know, sometimes you don't get fed.
Well, I've got Oreos here.
Oreos, I'm on a diet.
Has there ever been any drama on set?
All the time.
Oh, really? Like what? You don't have to name names, but what's...
People's partners having committed crimes and the police turning up. fights, breakdowns.
What crime?
Narcotics use. alcoholism.
Yes.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. I haven't got a list for that.
Have you ever?
I should have. I could write.
Yeah, you should.
The dark side of porn.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, it's too late now.
Yeah. Have you ever had anyone that's just like a girl who's just like, hurry up, get the fuck on, like?
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
Yeah, that I can't imagine.
Or not. So it's more how they act and their mood and their looks.
Because some girls, like, what, like this, like.
Yeah, I think some girls don't want to be there. I think more so in Europe. I think some girls are pressured into doing it
because of financial
ties with organisations, let's say, and, you know, like, that kind of shit. But
and
I don't want to say too much.
Can you tell, like, can you tell when that's the case or not really?
Like I say, it's mainly in Europe that I've felt that or heard those rumours. But then there's a language barrier, so you're not really.
Yeah.
Like if you were awkward in the scene, I could ask what's wrong. But if a girl doesn't speak much English, I can't really. And some of them don't speak English and have to do scenes, so I try and learn as much foreign language as I can just to be nice with someone.
Where? What other countries is it that you film in? Like,
I haven't got a list for this either. I should have. France, Spain, Hungary.
Yeah, I would have thought it'd be more like Eastern Europe.
Czech Republic, yeah.
Yeah.
Ireland, Scotland. What, I've been to Wales. Yeah, Wales is a country.
It is.
I've not been to America to shoot.
And if you did, you would just be going over as a tourist, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
Well, no, it's just, yeah, I've already got, I guess, specific visa.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And if I'm not getting paid for it and it's for content...
They still count it.
All right.
So if you do, the border.
I'm sure there's a way.
Yeah. But I won't get into that too much because sometimes I'm scared that people are watching that. I'm like, is HMRC watching? Is the CIA watching? You never know who the fuck's watching this podcast. I feel like maybe, I don't know. I feel like the Prime Minister might be watching. Yeah, so.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you need to be big to be a male porn star?
Well, I'm only 6'1", so I wouldn't consider myself big.
You know what kind of big I mean.
mine's not like the biggest out there. But
what is yours?
I think I make it look good. On a good day, touch under 8.
Yeah, that is big. But yeah, I guess it's not like... What's the biggest dick in porn? I don't know. There's probably someone that's like 13 inches. Like Dredd. Allegedly. I don't know. Dredd's probably like fucking...
What's his name? Mandingo in America.
Right, yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose it's all relative though. If you get... Don't know. I think dicks can look bigger than they are on camera.
Mm.
Depends of the angles.
Mm. Yours felt big.
Okay.
I couldn't
felt tight.
I couldn't go in like doggy for very long.
Okay.
Because I can't do that at the best times, doggy. Because I've spoken about this before, but I am blessed with a very tight vagina. So, for me, sometimes...
Why is it a blessing? Maybe it's a curse.
I would like to think it's a blessing because it brings joy to the world.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I mean, unless someone's inside it, they've only got your word that it's tight. I can vouch for it.
Yeah, there you go. So, actually, could you just tell the camera, could you just tell everyone at home that I'm not lying and that I do have a tight vagina? Could you just tell everyone at home?
Kat Baker has a tight vagina.
There we go. You heard it here, folks. He knows. And you've been in a lot of vaginas. So
they're coming up to 500, I think. Obviously, I've worked with girls multiple times. So
right, okay.
Hence the almost 900. And, okay, yeah. I think it's on 460 something. In porn, that's different girls. Which, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lot to me.
I see.
I probably have maybe 60.
How many years have you been in it?
Maths. 11.
So that's coming 40 years. So that's like 1 week. Yeah.
Is it?
I'm good. Yeah, that's like 1 week. So I reckon that's, yeah, that's...
Shag a week.
Regular. Yeah, that's pretty...
11 years.
Regular.
Or seen a week.
Yeah, seen. Yeah. A new girl a week, that is. Oh, that's new, not that's not including...
Yeah, new girls are good. When you've done as many as me.
Yeah.
Scenes, not girls. When you've done as many scenes as me. Yeah. With girls.
Yeah.
Comma. new girls are always nice. Yeah. But then it's also nice to work with a girl, especially on a professional production that I've worked with before. Because you just know each other and it just makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants an easy day, but it just seems some productions want to make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah.
But they're not every production is professional, just because they're a production.
Right. Not all of them are providing and those lunches.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Or it's minimal lunch, like Tesco bread and ham. But although I'm vegetarian now, so it'd be cheese.
Are you vegetarian?
I am.
Can I'm vegan. Tell?
You're vegan?
Yeah.
I think we spoke about this before.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure we did, because I've not eaten meat for maybe 4 or 5 years now.
So you don't see many gym guys who are vegetarian.
How do you know I'm a gym guy?
You work out.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, I was bigger when I ate meat, but I did train more and I had more time.
Do you get a lot of people like, why aren't you eating chicken, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you say to them?
Full of water. I don't know.
Do you eat like a ton of eggs?
Oh yeah.
Right.
I've started a diet because I want to lose a bit more fat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing, instead of having like 8 whole eggs, I'm having 2 whole eggs and 6 egg whites.
Right.
So split them.
An egg and a rice cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or fish and rice and a fish cake.
Do you know he's like on TikTok now? That guy.
Is he?
Yeah. And his whole account is just based.
Is he still a bodybuilder?
Yeah, he is.
Shit, I can remember when that came out. It's like fucking well old.
Yeah, but he's...
like year 2000.
He's probably only in his like late 30s.
I think he was about 17 or 18.
Yeah. No, he's still a bodybuilder, but his tagline is fish and a rice cake.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what... I mean, you've got...
He's like the Hochtur girl of bodybuilding.
Yeah, although we get to see if she's got a longevity in her career, you know.
Career.
Yeah. That is, I tell you what though, as a fucking content creator, I'm like, I don't know if she'll have much of a career in her, but I have to say, it does make you bloody bitter. Like, someone does one...
There's always going to be someone better, Kat.
Yeah.
On a podcast, she revealed that she's a crack baby.
Oh, really? Did she?
Yeah, I think
really?
It was Whitney Cummings' podcast.
Oh.
And I've seen clips of it. It looks great. I want to watch the episode because Whitney Cummings kind of... is interviewed her good, but she's done loads of big podcasts, like big podcasts.
Crack does make you horny,
but seemingly she's a crack baby.
God, yeah, it's like I mean you do one
so that's
one
the secret
street you do one street interview and then you get all these opportunities and then
I think it was just I don't know. It's just trending and algorithms and
unless she grabs some kind of something from it, she'll just fall off. That's just how it goes. Like,
she needs to capitalise on what she's...
Yeah.
I think she's selling merch. I think she's trying to do her best.
I've seen Hochtur stickers on cars already.
But I think she knows that if she can make money for the next 3 months, and then it's going to die. She's realistic about it. So she's capitalising on it, knowing it'll disappear.
But the thing is, I don't think it's funny. Like, I didn't get the thing. But this is not hate on the Hochtur girl. Like, I think she's like, seems very nice and sweet. But like, and lots of people will look at my content and be like, your content's not funny. But like, I didn't get why it blew up so much.
I don't know. I think it's like the whole algorithm and the whole internet and stuff.
Yeah.
It just pushes certain trends and memes.
I think it was men kind of going crazy over it because men in theory like that particular act, but women never, ever, ever mentioned it. And she just confidently mentioned it.
How has no one mentioned it?
Men liking that? It's just spitting on it then.
For lubrication, yeah, but the whole, I don't know, the act of it. If you're a bit drunk or something and it's, I don't know. I don't know, I think.
I guess I don't do that. I don't do like...
Well, if your mouth's wet enough or...
Yeah. I just pour cold water.
Yeah.
They I give the best blowjobs in the world. Just call it. He'd like, yeah, just loses his boner. Oh.
Balls shrivel up.
Right, we're going to answer a couple of fan problems. Ooh. So my fans are, their issues are they are horny and autistic mostly.
Okay.
Are you neurodiverse in any way?
I don't know. I was hyperactive at school. Now it's called ADHD.
Yeah, so that is,
I just like to keep busy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't.
So do you get distracted much during porn or?
What, sorry?
Oh, no, I guess. Comedy.
No.
Comedy.
No. If.
Or you're hyper-focused.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. I will say.
Do you get any kind of disability benefit for having ADHD? Or like a disabled badge?
I think you can get PIP. If you're like personal independence payments, if it's really bad and you like find it difficult to hold a job down.
No.
Yeah. No.
Sometimes
you can't get PIP.
Sometimes it's hard to hold my dick down. It's really hard. Just need a glass of water and a hot tub.
Right, so
go on.
Although that is weird, I will say the amount of everyone I've had on this podcast, everyone who does porn that I've met is autistic or ADHD.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I don't because I like meeting new people.
Mm.
Like I always have. So maybe it's that. Because in porn, you're just always meeting new people.
Mm.
And different people, diverse.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that.
You meet them and then 2 seconds later,
yeah,
you got your dick in them.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Mm. I've just always been horny. I don't know.
That does help. Yeah, I think if you're a porn star who wasn't horny...
Like I say, the injection thing that people do now, guys do now, you don't have to be horny. You can do the scene.
True.
But apparently it messes your dick up later in life.
I feel like you've still got to have that horny drive in you. Yeah. You can't just...
Or be a good actor at least.
Yeah, because if you're really just not into it, then that, and then the girl, all the work's on the girl, then...
I think the guy has to be into it more so, physically, than a girl.
Yeah, a girl, you don't have to be that into.
No offence, but a girl could just lay back and lube a vagina up and...
Oh, yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a guy has to actually get hard. But now with these injections, it's... I don't know. It's good. The whole industry is...
If there's any guys at home that have tried the injections, then comment down below. Let us know how it went. That just feels crazy trying to stab something in your dick, though.
Yeah, fuck that.
Right. Okay, so, yes, my horny audience... Oh, you could answer this one.
Go on.
So he said, wife and me want to get into swinging. How do we go about that?
I'll leave a sticker with the QR code.
Ah.
Get into swinging. Fabswingers.com.
Right.
I want to say adult work. I'm sure that's just for...
Here it's just...
Escorts.
Yeah, escorts.
Yeah, Fabswingers.com or... I don't know. What's Tinder like nowadays? I don't know. I was on it a while ago. Can you do it on there?
I've often get in the past on dating apps, I've had couples like send me a like and things like that.
I think girls have more success on dating sites. Dating sites, shag sites, whatever.
Yeah, not many.
Swinging website, fabswingers.com, or if you're into like fetishes, there's FetLife, something, FetLife.com maybe.
Do you?
Or talk to some friends.
Really, do you think?
Swinging clubs. They could go to swinging clubs.
I watched the other day a documentary about a swinging club and I found it really interesting. Like, also, I'm very aware of swinging. Got, you know, friends in the industry who do a lot of swinging, like, in their personal... You know, they don't just do it as a job, they do it as a hobby as well. But I watched this documentary and there was, like, this one couple that went to the swinging and, like, she was, like... She was super insecure and was clearly doing swinging because she wanted more validation. Yeah. And they went to a swingers party and no one ended up joining them for sex. And so she started crying.
Oh. Did people then join in? Oh, she's crying.
So you've got to be like very secure, I feel like, in yourself to do swinging.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of leads back to what I said about the couples meeting for the first time for threesome and one of them's not quite sure. Yeah, you need to be into it or not. There's no, you can't really go in half-assed.
Have you had times at a swingers club or a sex party where you're sort of just hanging around the edges and you're like, what do I do now? Or are you always...
I've been to some swinging clubs, like nightclubs and events, with a couple of guys from the industry. They introduced me to it and I met some girls there. But that didn't really appeal to me. I don't know if it's because I've done porn for so many years before. So there's people all around having sex. Everyone's like,
it's like a fucking job, right?
I'm just
sat
there like having a drink.
Yeah.
I think the most fun I had was chatting to a 6'5" female looking person. I think it was a transsexual.
Right, yeah.
That was the highlight of my night.
Right.
People having sex wasn't really interesting. I was just talking to people like, oh yeah, how you doing? The sex going on around me was just like, whatever. And it was quite normal.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that pornographic. It was just people grinding and doing whatever.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the music and the people there were more appealing to me than the sex. So I don't know. I think it was wasted on me. But yeah. I tried it.
Yeah, because that's like not your...
I think it's more of a fetish thing as well.
Yeah.
Like dressing up and stuff like that. That's not really... I've tried it, but it's not really my... I'd say I'm quite vanilla, really.
Yeah, do you think your sex, like you do in your personal life, are you just more like, is it, do you go for like shorter and stuff? Like, is it a lot different from like your porn life?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely better. Yeah, there's no pressure at all. Well, sometimes there is. Depends. yeah, it's just more relaxed, no pressure. It's with someone that you... 100% want to be there with. You're not just doing it because you're not just getting on with them because you're getting paid. You're there because
you're not wearing like leather.
Yeah, you're not wearing a full-on Deadpool-esque mask or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, there are lots of people that I think that is a thing. Like often people message me about all these things they want to try or in their personal life, and it's like when I feel like you're in porn or whatever, it's like, you're doing all these weird things that when you're in your personal life, you just want to do quite vanilla stuff.
Yeah,
basically. I feel like.
I really like sex on a bed because in porn, it's quite rare.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like when you do a scene on a bed, it's so easy. It's like a big surface. You can do whatever position.
And you're not thinking about angles.
Yeah, you're not thinking about angles. Oh, that's another thing. I've always got to think of where the camera is, where the camera guy is. That's a professional thing anyway. Some people don't. They kind of close up the view and stuff like that.
But
yeah, if you're aware of where the camera guy or guys or women are, it makes it a lot easier for everyone.
But
I can definitely differentiate between personal sex and work sex, and it hasn't ruined my sex life.
That's good, because some people it does, where they're like,
yeah,
but you're just so perpetually horny. It's not an issue.
I don't know when I need to be.
Yeah, you're not horny 24
right now. I'm not like, oh shit, that wet patch on the table is making me so horny. Like, oh, cat's
mole
on a knee, or something. No, not like that. But yeah, I'm with someone and I feel horny, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. But the thing is with the swinging, right? If you're a couple getting swinging, you have to, you also have to be realistic about how hot you are as a couple, okay? Don't expect, if you're a mid-looking couple or below average, don't expect that everyone's going to want to swing with you.
Mm.
Or wonderful. Sometimes I get guys messaging me being like, oh, my wife really wants to sleep with you.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, that's really nice. But like, that's not necessarily a turn on unless she's hot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but they think it is.
They think I would jump at the chance to fuck any woman. Like, no, she's, you know, it's gonna be someone who's a bit sexy.
Yeah. Can't at least the same number as you.
Yeah, it can't just be, you know, Martha from Baby Reindeer. No offense to Martha from Baby Reindeer. So be realistic.
Yeah.
Not everyone's gonna wanna fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure you're comfortable with yourself before you don't go in there.
Be okay with rejection.
Because
you'll have to go up to some people and be like, oh, do you want to join? And some people are going to be like, nah.
Everyone gets rejected at some point.
Yeah, don't cry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Or cry in private, just not in front of everyone. Because then no one's going to want to fuck you.
Well, some might.
Yeah. Damn.
Some guy's dream will come true.
Damn, that has got to
There's
be
There's a couple
weird.
And the girl's crying. My dream has come true.
That's got to be Hold a terrible fetish to have. You can only get it come when they cry. Ooh. Have to watch Watership Down before sex.
Oh, don't. I'll cry. I used to have rabbits as well.
Oh, I have pet rabbits. Yeah, that's why I got loads of rabbit tattoos, because I love rabbits.
I've got a rabbit tattoo.
Do you?
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Oh!
The initials of someone and a little rabbit. That was drawn on me by her at an after party.
Nice.
And tattooed on whilst inebriated, let's say, many years ago.
Love it. Right. So, someone else, it's keeping with the theme of men who are horny. This man wants to date women outside of the usual apps, but finding it hard to find women. How do you find women outside of apps?
I've no idea now.
Really?
I'm into the gym and stuff. So if I were to meet someone, it'd be in a gymmy or fitness environment. Ooh. But nowadays, there's all these girls baiting guys. They're filming themselves, aren't they? And trying to catch guys, watch them. You seen those kind of vids?
Yeah.
Why are you staring at me kind of vids?
Yeah.
So even if a guy did fancy a girl somewhere now, they'd have to be worried that
there's a lot of heightened tensions in gyms because that. Yeah, I think.
But I don't know. Usual places, I'd say bars, clubs, festivals. You need to go somewhere where someone's doing something that's in your interests as well.
But it's. Do you feel like as a man now? Do you think it's like compared to like. Let's say like 12 years ago. Do you feel like you're less likely to go up to someone in a bar now because of apps than you would have back then?
I don't know.
Because I think for me that's the case. Like when I was in my like early 20s, when I was like 18 or whatever, like I feel I would approach people a lot more in clubs. But now because of like,
because of what you've done, because you've done pornographic stuff.
No, because of like apps, I think, like, because it's now less the done thing to like the people I'd meet was always on nights out, whereas now.
No, yeah, me too, when I was younger. Because that was the only way. There wasn't dating apps, there wasn't Tinder and what was I on?
So people took the chance more, I feel like.
Was it when I was in the army? Plenty of Fish.
That
was the thing.
Or OKCupid was the other one. Yeah.
But, that's what I'd say, bars, clubs, the park, I don't know. Dogging, swingers sites.
Yeah, the park, know. Just see.
Just know where, yeah, it's got to be somewhere.
To
where...
be fair, be a man with a cute dog that gets women.
I don't particularly like dogs. I got attacked when I was 12.
Really? What kind of dog?
It was a German Shepherd. It was like an ex-police dog. Ooh. I was jumping over people's hedges in Nottingham.
Well,
with
you probably shouldn't have been doing that.
With a friend and this dog had me on the throat. And was like, the guy was like, why are you in this garden? If you're watching, I forgive you. It was my fault. So the dog had me around the throat like softly, holding me.
Really?
So I don't like dogs, especially big ones, like on my lap. Like some go to around to some friends and they've got dogs and the dog's like all over you being friendly. And I'm like, no.
That was weird. We were having this conversation before you got here. Like I've seen quite a lot of guys with XL bullies around here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it being London. And
if you had one of them, I'm all real. Yeah. Yeah, I don't particularly, I'm not scared. I'm not like, oh, there's a dog, but I don't want it near my face.
No, yeah. And it's also like around here, like it is, like all the people that have them are like drug dealers. So you know they're people that don't have control over them.
Yeah.
So when you see them, you're a bit like, oh, fucking hell. Like, I'm just going to cross the road.
Yeah, they're not like, lassie trained, are they?
Yeah, no, bloody hell. Yeah. But if you have a cute dog, women will come up to you.
Okay.
And you will strike up a conversation with them. But if you're going to get a dog for pussy, make sure you take care of that dog. Don't just get it and neglect it.
Stab it in a cage in the corner. Yeah. Right, we're off pussy hunting.
Get a dog because you genuinely want a dog as well. Like, don't just, you know. I wonder if, dog shelters get
so
a lot of dogs.
So, in essence, you're telling your fans to get a dog?
Yeah.
I'm telling them to go to bars to meet girls.
Yeah.
You're saying get a dog.
Get a dog.
Get a dog, go to an outside bar. Maybe a beer garden. With a dog. Beer garden with a dog.
Oh my God. The men, when a man has a dog in a beer garden, he's just, there's a swarm of women just congregate around.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Quite sincere. I don't particularly like pubs and clubs anymore.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's because you're 52, so.
You're lucky I have to stay sat back or I'd slap you on the face. No joke, I won't slap her. I'll mentally slap her.
Yeah, mentally slap. Dick slap.
Dick slap.
But
I'm not 52. 50, or if she's
no, you're 25.
I'm
yeah.
not 25.
But yeah, what's it? Yeah, dogs. I've always think that's a good way. Or you just got to get, or go to a hobby that a lot of women do. So if you go to
yoga.
I was literally about to say that. Yoga.
Cookery class.
Yes.
That's a joke. I'm not Andrew Tate.
To be fair though, you would actually get, you would probably get a lot of pussy at cookery class, I think. You'd be swimming in stew and pussy. But no, I would say go to a yoga class because they're just full of women. And when there's a man in yoga class.
Spin classes.
Yes. Yes.
I used to work in gyms, so.
Really? Yeah. Were you a PT?
Yeah, I did tell you. In military prison, trained to be a PT. And then I was a PT for about a year. And then I had to choose between PT and porn. Mm. It was a tough decision.
There's a lot of PTs who end up doing porn.
Yeah. There's a lot of ex-military guys that do porn.
Yeah. Because there's also a big fetish as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of requests recently. It's mostly off gay fans or bi fans. They want me to be in uniform jerking off.
Right, yeah.
And I've kept it because I don't care.
Yeah.
Fuck the military.
Yeah. Why, is there a thing where you're not meant to do stuff like...
Oh, no. There's a story. You might be able to look it up. I think it was the Daily... Was it the Daily Sport?
Mm.
Daily Sport. Just put in maybe ex-commando, porn, Daily Sport.
Mm.
I got a call from someone at Daily Sport, a journalist. He wanted to do a story in the paper on me. And like link the army to me doing porn, and I didn't want to because I was still respecting the military a few years after. And they ended up doing a story anyway because they didn't quote me. They put some mad shit like I'd upset top brass in the military, and how can a ex-soldier of the Queen be doing porn and blah blah blah, and I've got like a £500,000 house and a Porsche and all this. So I forgot the question. What was the question?
I can't remember. Oh, you're not about to wear like a uniform in porn.
So, yeah, it said I was disrespecting Her Majesty's military by wearing old uniform in the scenes and blah, 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 which is there's nothing against, you can do it.
Oh.
But they put it in the paper as if it was that. Did you find it?
Yeah, there's a Daily Star article.
Daily Star.
About you.
There you go, that one.
Ex-soldier's porn career angers army bosses as he has sex in his old uniform. And you scroll down, you see Luke Hardy, and then you see a nice helicopter and a military picture, and then Luke Hardy, your name is dropped. So it's in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, they printed it anyway. I said I didn't want to do a story. Because you're not quoted, they can just do that. Hence, papers like that.
Oh, you know, that's a funny thing, actually. When I posted like that we did a scene together, someone messaged me being like, I was in the army of him.
A quote from
who
a
was
scene,
that?
I can't remember his name.
Quote from a senior officer at the end of the article that says,
is that?
A senior officer said, I'm not a prude, but he should have more respect for the uniform.
God. You should have more respect for soldiers' mental health.
Yeah, fuck you, military.
And provide better benefits after the military.
Yeah.
I do remember when I did Chatterbait, like camming, you weren't allowed to dress in military uniform or like dress as like a nun.
Oh.
Because they were like, it's considered, I don't know, something about
it's,
service uniform.
Yeah, it's different on all, like on OnlyFans now, you can't. I've got someone running my OnlyFans now. I don't think you can like do hard stuff anymore, like BDSM stuff. You can't do pissing in public. Anything outdoors.
Oh, you can't piss at all.
Something.
You can barely squirt. I think a lot of times they remove squirt content. As
But it's every platform has their own set of rules. It's getting very. I mean, it's not regulated, so it's all very Wild West.
It's about the basically the payment processes.
It's the whole. Like MasterCard and Visa banks. The banks just want more control over it, basically. I don't get into that technical side of it.
Yeah. I just want to get paid.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
But there's a rumour that OnlyFans is coming to an end.
Oh, really?
What? Have you not heard?
Well, I mean, they say that
with all these
time.
New rules. Yeah, but I don't know. Nothing lasts forever, does it?
Yeah. Oh, it will definitely stop at some point, for sure. Like, and that... That is a bit like, but something new will take its place, I think. So I'm like, but that's why I am always a bit like, I don't want to rely too much on like OnlyFans.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
So I have something coming in somewhere else.
You can put what you want on your own website. Because it's your website.
But I guess
it's obviously within reason, you can't have any like snuff porn or anything.
Yeah, but yes.
My website's pretty well, it's pretty tame anyway, but you can. You know Pascal. Pascal White, Pascal Subsluts. You heard of him? You heard of him? No?
Mm.
His stuff's pretty hard. Yes. His stuff's pretty hard. It's like hard, rough sex.
Right.
But yeah, if you've got your own website, obviously there's no limitations really.
Yeah.
So what you can do, you can squirt, you can piss, you can do stuff like
yeah.
that. Because, I don't know, you just got to do what your fans... I'm sure you find you get requests from what your fans want
in videos and stuff like that. Another website I have, like, a Miami where I can piss on.
Yeah.
So if people want... If anyone wants me to weed for them, I can do that.
she's had water.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, I'm going to go right now on this table. And guys, you can see the behind the scenes PTS. On my website. So, yeah.
Give me
another. Right, I've got one more. Okay. How can I help my fiancé find me sexually attractive?
Not be ugly. I'm joking. She must have been attracted to him in the first place. No? Are you a rich fan? Have you got money or a nice car? Is that why she's attracted to you? Do you know that she's not physically attracted to you?
Well, I'm assuming they're not fucking. That must be why.
So, are they deeply religious? We need more information.
Is
that all you've got?
I assume it's they're not fucking, and it's probably because the spark has gone, imagine.
What, during the fiancé years?
Yeah, that is not... Shit. I would probably not get married if you're not fucking. I
really want to give some good advice, but there's not enough information.
Yeah.
Start a gym program. Go to the gym, start some fast walks or a run. Get fitter, maybe. Have a makeover.
Although
you get male makeovers nowadays, get your hair done.
I would say, though, if your fiancé's not finding you attractive at this point, I think doing that is not going to help.
It might.
It might. You could try it. But I think at a certain point, maybe you should just not be together.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
And that should be down to her then. If she's not finding him attractive and he knows that,
and
she's told him, then that's her issue.
Yeah, but then he should have some respect for himself and be like, come on, this is it.
Maybe he's a cook.
Yeah. You could hire Luke to fuck her in front of you, and then that'll
get rid of her quicker.
Yeah. Or it might bring you closer.
It could.
So get in touch with Luke. And I think that's kind of all we got time for today. You got any messages you want to share with the world?
Stay in school. World peace.
Yeah.
Any messages? No.
What would you say to the young men that want to get into porn?
Don't do it, because it'll be competition for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't do it, guys. Be prepared to be hard on demand.
Oh, come on. Yeah, actually, I had a dream about this last night. What questions you were going to ask. Yeah, if you want to do porn, you have to be able to get hard when they tell you, come when they tell you, be on time, be professional, be polite, hygienic.
Those are all good things.
And a moderate actor. There you go.
There you go. There you go, guys. You learned something here today. We are an educational podcast, a good, clean, educational podcast with Christian values. So, yeah. Thank you for joining me today, Luke.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you can find Luke in his socials. That will be linked below. And we shall see you in the next one, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.